This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's carrying a message to allies as he begins his first overseas trip since taking office. The U.S. is back. The president leaves this morning. First stop, Britain. Our Julie Walker on what he hopes to accomplish as he prepares for a meeting of G7 nations, a NATO summit, and a meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
Biden's trip kicks off in the U.K. He hopes to steady European allies deeply shaken by his predecessor. He also believes the West must publicly demonstrate it can compete economically with China as the world emerges from the pandemic and push democracy as the only defense to rising forces of authoritarianism. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The trip, at its core, will advance the fundamental thrust of Joe Biden's foreign policy, to rally the world's democracies to tackle the great challenges of our time.
The eight-day trip ends with President Putin, where Sullivan says Biden will make clear
if certain kinds of harmful activities continue to occur, there will be responses.
I'm Julie Walker.
It doesn't look as if the nation will meet President Biden's goal of having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated against COVID by July 4th. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says,
we have always held that July 4th is not the end of it. We want to reach 70% of the adult population by the 4th of July. I believe we can. I hope we will. And if we don't, we're going to continue to keep pushing.
Advocates for Americans held hostage overseas are raising concerns that the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan will make it harder to bring home captives from that country, like Paul Overby, an American writer who disappeared in Afghanistan in 2014. A man slapped French President Emmanuel Macron in the face yesterday. President Macron says there's no place for stupidity and violence in a democracy. This is AP News. The FBI and police agencies around the world have pulled off an eye-popping cyber sting. Here's our Tim McGuire with the details.
It was called Anom, a secure messaging service built by the FBI designed to snare criminal groups. Since October 2019, the FBI and other law enforcement around the world logged more than 20 million messages from a total of 11,800 devices, with about 9,000 currently active. The messages on illegal activity range from drugs to money laundering to high-level corruption and plans to kill people in more than a dozen countries. Some 800 people have been arrested in raids that netted tons of drugs, 55 luxury cars, and close to $150 million in cash and cryptocurrency. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Dow lost 30 points yesterday. The S&P and the NASDAQ were up. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.